Many of you may not know I have a cousin who is a musician and lives in Nashville. His name is James Penny Baker. He is a multi-instrumentalist playing violin, guitar, mandolin and pedal steel. James has played with many bands and musicians and currently is on tour with Delbert McClinton. James, I am so honored that you agreed to be interviewed.
Brandon, I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be interviewed for your show. What's more fun than talking about the Beatles, you know?
James, can you tell us about the first time you heard the Beatles playing their music? How did it influence your life?
Yes, I can certainly tell you about the first time I heard the Beatles. The first time was probably spring or summer, 1963, down the hall, coming out of the bedroom of my two older sisters. They had a record player, and they had many 45 RPM records by the Beatles, and maybe even the first USA release, which was Meet the Beatles, I think. I know it was on the VJ label. The first time I ever saw the Beatles was with my entire family in the den of our home in February of 1964 on the Ed Sullivan Show. And it had a huge impact on me. I had already started playing the violin and studying music in school, and it pretty much made up my mind that music was a path I wanted to pursue. But after seeing the Beatles on Ed Sullivan with their electric guitars and their long haircut and the girls going crazy, I thought, I think that would be something that would be a lot of fun to do. Definitely had an effect on me, for sure. And I think most of the people I know my age that are in the music business would say the same thing. The Beatles definitely affected everything at that time.
James, you have played and worked with many musicians such as Leroy Parnell, Billy Joe Shaver, Pam Tillis, and Delbert. Can you tell us about the musicians you have played with and if you have played the Beatles' music with any of these musicians?
Well, Brandon, I have been very blessed and had a chance to work with a lot of great artists and the musicians that work with them over the years. As far as artists, I first think of Delbert McClinton and Bruce Chanel, who both actually met the Beatles and played on tour with the Beatles. Actually, the Beatles played on tour with them in the early 60s, but honestly, I don't believe I've ever played a Beatles song with Delbert or Bruce, either one. And there's not any real reason for that. Many other artists I've worked with, I know a lot of the band members, when we've been playing, messing around at soundcheck, we might play a Beatles song or something, but it's not something I've done a lot of. I've not been in a Beatles... I've never been in a band that played Beatles songs. That would be a lot of fun, but it's not something I've ever done. I love to sit down at home with my guitar and bang out a Beatles song or two just for my own enjoyment.
James, what is your favorite Beatles song and why is it your favorite?
As for my favorite Beatles song, boy, that's a tough one. I could spend days really trying to come up with a good answer for that. But just what pops into my head immediately is I've Just Seen a Face. I've always loved that song for its simplicity, the melody, the lyrics, something everybody can relate to. It's something that's easy to just pick up a guitar and play and sing by yourself.
James, do you have a favorite version of this song by an artist besides the Beatles?
I got a lot of favorites. Leon Russell cut a version of that song with the Newgrass Revival on a record called Rhythm and Bluegrass. Leon Russell with the Newgrass Revival, Hank Wilson, Volume 4. So, yeah, Leon Russell cut it. How about that?
Had it been another day, I might look the other way. And I'd have never been aware. As it is, I'm dreaming for the night. Da, 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 da. I'm falling, yes, I'm falling. I she keeps calling, be back again. Be back again. Well, I've never known life to this. I've been alone and I have this thing that kept out of sight. But a girl will never quite like this. La, 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 la. I'm falling, yes, I'm falling. And she keeps calling me back again. I'm falling, yes, I'm falling. And she keeps calling me back again. And she keeps calling me back again. And she keeps calling me back again. She keeps calling, be back again.
It was great seeing you play at the Paramount with Delbert McClinton. What's it like playing for such a large audience like the Beatles?
Brandon, it was certainly great to see you and your mother as well at the venue in Austin. And I'm not sure we're really playing to Beatles-sized crowds, but it is a thrill to play, just to play for people, you know, whether it's a 300-seat club or a 3,000-seat theater or a 30,000-seat arena, it's a real thrill just to know that you've been able to entertain some people and make them feel good and make them forget about their problems for a couple hours. I'm just real fortunate that I get to do what I love to do with some really wonderful people that are very good friends, and it's like working with family.